I would like to start our sermon today with a very important chapter, verses that really speaks to us beyond time to remind us who we are and to warn us, encourage us, discipline us, chasten us, comfort us. It does everything all at once because we belong to the Lord. Amen. Philippians chapter 2. Before we pray, let's all read this prayerfully. Philippians chapter 2. I will read from verse 1 until 15. Then we will commit the sermon to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of the others. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death. He humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nations, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you called us, created us, that we were in your mind. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. Thy Holy Spirit guides us, helps us to understand thy word and to walk in this narrow path. And thy word is the lamp for us to find and follow the ark and to see, not just to look at things, but see spiritually how the Lord is abiding in us in his word. The beautiful God's family, the Lord has created for us, established the foundation, the chief cornerstone, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, the lively stone, and we are all the lively stones, the spiritual divine body of Christ. So Lord, thank you Lord for thy grace and mercy. It's not because of our works, but it is because of thy grace and mercy we are all here, O Lord. Lord, thank you Lord that you gave us your name, the greatest reward of our life, the name above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Lord, thank you that you live in us and we are in you, O Lord. Lord, you led the people of Israel by the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire in day and night. You are always with them, O Lord. Lord, we are all moving towards the stage where there is a city without any walls, but Lord, we are all surrounded by the fire and we are all living inside thee, O Father. And your glory is in the midst of us, O Lord, and we believe this in the name of Jesus because, O Lord, we are all gathering here today in the mighty name of you, O Father. Lord, we thank you for the promises, we thank you for the words of life, and we believe that you are with us right now and you will speak to us through your Holy Spirit and you will break the bread of life for us because, O Lord, you are gracious and you don't want your children to be perished, but rather you are waiting to bring all of us back to eternity to enter into the rest with you, O Lord. And you are our rest, O Lord.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord, that you look beyond time, that you look beyond the cross. Because of thy grace and mercy, we are all here, separated from the world. Receive the revelation of truth. You opened our eyes to see, and you gave us a new heart to receive you. We thank you, Lord. Lord, as we learn, and as we move closer and closer, as we abide in thy word, and as we abide with one another in the agape love, Lord, teach us so that we may grow. Prune us that we may bear fruit. And purge us that we may be cleaned as white as snow. Because, O Lord, we are your bride and we are waiting for thy coming. Bless us and strengthen us that we might be found blameless when you come, O Lord. We are here to preserve our spirit, our soul, our body. Because, O Lord, we are waiting for our husband to come and take us home, O Lord. Lord, the bride gets ready. Lord, soak us in the teaching grind with thy Holy Spirit that we may find comfort, we may find strength, we may find love, and we may find correction, we may find growth in thy word, because we can meet you in your word every time, O Father, when we seek you sincerely and diligently, O Lord. Lord, we thank you for this time, and we pray in the mighty name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Seal the entire sermon, every single second, every single word to be spoken in the mighty name of Jesus. I surrender myself, also the congregation as one body of Christ. We all spiritually surrender ourselves to our Father. And you are the head of this church. And you are the great high priest. And you are sitting in the highest places in the midst of us, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we believe we received it. Amen. Amen. God bless you all, dear brethren. By the grace of God, we started this new series on the foundation. I truly wanted to start with who is God, the names of God, the creation of God, the timeline in his hand, who is in eternity. That was my desire a few months ago when I started meditating, preparing. But over the time, as we trust upon the Lord, we obey and we believe that he will lead us, my heart moved to study on blessedness and nakedness, because it is true, when we were all in darkness without knowing the truth, the first time we come to know Jesus Christ is when we all repent. When we all realize that something has gone wrong with us and there is a Savior whom we will accept as our Master, our Lord and our everything, at that point of time, the space for knowledge, doctrines, everything, the journey not started yet. But what comes first is the revelation of Christ, that I belong to him. Because when a child is born, the child, you don't have to teach the child that she is your mother or he is your father. The child embraces them with love and cries if the child doesn't see the parents, because the child knows that there is a connection, because the child belongs to them, comes out of them. So that the ownership that comes first when the Lord brought all of us, when the Lord revealed His truth to us, not because we have to go through series of lessons to learn some new knowledge, but because we belong to Him. He owns us and we are inside Him. That doesn't need any lecturer or courses or some sort of a degree in doctrine to accept Christ. All we need is to believe that He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life, and His name is Jesus Christ, and He is the complete manifestation of God's Word, and God in His Word in Christ Jesus. When you believe, it's not just believing, we confess that I was a sinner, and Lord, I am a sinner, when you repent, for the first time when you accept Christ. So the journey starts when you cover yourself from nakedness to blessedness. So that is the beginning of our walk with the Lord before we start knowing about Him more and more. We cannot say, I want to know about Jesus, who is He, what is Godhead, what are the doctrines, what is seven thunders. If we start looking into the knowledge of Bible, our lifetime is nothing but a dust when compared to this divine greatness of the Lord, what He has done here. Knowing Him is a process of our growth in the Lord after we accept Him as our Savior. We cannot say, I want to know Him first before accepting. Then the word faith becomes knowledge. We don't want that. We believe Him even before we have seen. We believe Him even before we understand all the other elementary doctrines that the Bible says stay away from all. Faith, hope, love is an attribute God can bless us with if we seek Him diligently. Amen. So, blessedness, we move from nakedness to blessedness, then from there we move glory to glory, grace to grace, because we are growing. What is about to come, we cannot remain as a spiritual child, but the Lord wants us to grow to be the soldier of Christ, to be able to fight all the battles spiritually, because the enemy is not going to give you a free journey. That's why it's called narrow path. The Lord says the rules are there. Don't turn your right to left, but just focus. Just follow the arc. It's not a direction, it's an understanding. The journey, our carnal mind will always think, as I age, am I going through a journey? No. We can be growing physically, but the journey is standstill. It's like we are in the same place. Journey is nothing but the understanding that the living Word of God, my living God, is working inside me effectively, and I'm keep on growing, not just taller or bigger, but in length and width. Amen. Amen. The new holy city, Jerusalem, the city without no walls, where the Lord says, Amen, the wall of fire, you are in the midst of it, and my glory is in the midst of you. The spiritual understanding of how the Lord led the people of Israel in the wilderness, pillar of cloud, pillar of fire in the night. But as we go in Zechariah, the visions becomes more deeper. Now, the spiritual pruning, purging, washing, the Lord wants us to grow spiritually, that we may be able to see ourselves into two different persons. Me in flesh and me as a spirit man who belong to the Lord. Amen. That discernment, as we pray to the Lord, Lord, give me the spirit gift of discernment. The first and foremost gift that we all should ask the Lord is to discern ourselves. Am I able to isolate my flesh from the spirit? Am I able to discern my thoughts, whether it belongs to my flesh or my spirit? The biggest battle that is actually being fought inside us every single day is not a battle of future or the past. It's not going to be over when we get baptized. It's not going to be over when we feel the presence of the Lord in a sermon, or when we feel the presence of the Lord in the prayer, those are all spiritual nutritions for us to continuously beat our own self in the flesh. Everything against God is flesh. Everything against our spiritual life is flesh. Everything that makes you move one step backwards from the following the earth is flesh. Everything that sits in between you and your brother and your sister in Christ is flesh. It's not just this flesh. Because God is spirit, we worship Him in spirit and we want to be with Him in spirit. So the only thing that stands between Him and us is this carrier, the body, which has a time stamp of our life. We don't know when we will die, when the body will die, as I said. So before we talk about the greatness of God, because we cannot understand, the Bible says it is unsearchable. But we can speak that we may fall in love with Him over and over again. But we should not say, Lord, my love for You is growing day by day as I listen to testimonies, as I sing songs, and as I meditate on Your word, as I receive some testimonies, and I receive some healing, my love is growing. It is wrong. Agape love, it's God's love, the reciprocal love, how we love God. Amen?
Amen.
There should not be any distinction when we speak about agape love. There is no level to it. God is righteous. His agape love should consume us that we should be in Him.
Amen.
But our faith, as we discussed before, by grace of God, it has growth. All of us, we have different measures of faith. Depends on what is the deepest valley of your life, how the Lord forced you through fire at different times. It comes in different time period for different people. We wait, but we all grow. We will all grow, and when the day comes, as the Bible says, we will reach and we will attain the fullness of the measure of Christ. The fullness of Christ will be in us, then we will be ready for Him to come and take us. Now that blessedness is impossible if we do not rely on Him, to seek Him, to ask Him. With the Holy Spirit, we clothe ourselves. Every day when you pray, you are actually clothing yourself, in spirit. Every day when you ask the Lord, talk about your weakness, walk with Him, speak with Him, it's a blessed feeling. You will reach to a point where you cannot stop receiving thoughts. It will be keep on overflowing because He's a fountain of life. And He knows what to feed you and He knows when to feed you. But He won't do it if you don't seek Him. So now, I pray that we all understand the carnality, the physical attributes. We put off the old man. The word nakedness means everything against God and everything against the bride, the word bride. She is waiting for His bridegroom to come and take her. He is going to knock any time. So now, from Adam and Eve, who is the first man, a living soul, and we move to the last Adam, a quickening spirit, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, quickening spirit, who can impute His life in you. He is life. There are two lives. Amen. The life, which has no beginning, no end, He Himself, and our little life. But what happens today, most of the people, including us, when we did not receive the truth from the Lord, we choose little life over the big life because it cannot be seen by the world. The Lord says the world cannot see it. The world cannot see it. He hide it in the plain sight such a way who will seek Him diligently, He will unfold. Now, you that see, I am the life. Come in me, then forget about your little life, and that little life becomes the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
So we all live in Him, He lives in us, He is our everything. That is the beautiful way of selling. We can say He is my Master, Prince of Peace, Morning Star, my Messiah, my Redeemer, the Great Physician. He has a lot of names, more than 600 beautiful names of describing the beauty of the glorious Jesus Christ. So in a nutshell, we can say, Lord, you are my everything. And I don't belong to the world, I belong to you, so you are my everything. I just do not want you to hold my hand, but I want to be in you. The wall of fire that no one can touch. Amen?
Amen.
With this, we just read a very important verse in Philippians chapter 2. We will read once more again. Then we will ask the Lord to guide us. As we listen to the sermon, we are actually waiting for the Lord to speak to us as we study His word. It's not like one person is speaking, many are listening. We are all gathering that the Holy Spirit will speak to us and will reveal what is all about for every one of us. Because when the Lord serves His manna, not all the brethren, all of us, we won't eat in the same equal portion. God says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Whatever we need, He will feed us. For some, He will feed in a different way. For some, He will feed in a different way. But He is the same and He is in all of us. So, as we read the Bible verses, as we listen to what the Lord wants us to learn from Him, we also have to continuously counsel in our heart that Lord, speak to me. Holy Spirit, speak to me. When we desire, the Bible says He will show things in excellence way. Not just any normal way, but an excellence way, which is very personal to you, very unique to the relationship with you and God. Amen. So now let's read this verse, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. We read, therefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Our little mind only knows three places: heaven, earth, under the earth. And the Bible says everything bows, no? Everything bows at His name. Amen. So there is something with the name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. There is something extremely powerful with the name. The name is also a very important lesson that we will ask the Lord to teach us as we study on the series, The Foundation of God. The name above all names, the chief cornerstone, the lively stone, who is the Alpha and Omega, who is the same yesterday, today and forever, then there is something with the name. It's not just the name Jesus Christ, but the Bible says it's a name above all names. But ironically, in a world where we live today, it is also one of the mostly used word, Jesus. But those are all not the same name that we are talking about. Because let's say you have two friends, both have the same names. For example, let's say you have David, your friend, and you have another friend, David. But if both of them are extremely distinct in their characters, in their qualities, in their relationship with you, that you have one David who is your best friend and you will die for him, and you have another David whom you do not know, who is just a colleague who always disturbs you, in our normal life, although there are two people in the same name, whenever I speak the word David, let's say you heard the name, the first thing that you will remember is the one that you love the most. Because the name has taken a ownership on you because of who he is. This can happen even in our little limited life, in our daily life with our friends or our people whom we love. So, the name doesn't mean anything if you do not know how powerful it is. If you do not utter from your spirit. If not, the whole world say Jesus, typing JBU, IJC, and now the word Jesus has become an abbreviation because people are very busy even to type. Now JBU means Jesus bless you. GBU means God bless you. So the word has become more and more kind of a trendsetter. Even a non-Christian nowadays can say, if they get hurt, they will say Jesus. Because they learn from their office, because in all the workplaces, in schools, people have made a mockery of this word. It's not the word, it's not the name that we are all worshipping. Although it may sound similar, God would not listen to them. God cannot hear those words because He is righteous, He is light, and He is holy. Only when we utter the word with that fear and trembling, the reverence and honor, your word will reach His presence. If not, no matter how many times you shout, it can be in the measure of love. But you can simply say in your heart, by believing who you are in Him, even when you say with soft, still spoken voice, God will hear it loud. So, there is something about the counseling of the mind, and there is something about the utterance of the word. Spoken word doesn't mean word something spoken louder. Spoken word something is to realize the power of that thought, of that belief, of that faith, before you speak it with life. So there is something about the name. And we cannot receive it if we are standing in nakedness, if we have any such carnal thoughts in our mind. So last two series, we studied on the importance of blessedness, that the humble thought that should always be etched in our hearts, that our salvation is a gift from God, and everything we receive is a gift from God, and we are all here just because of His grace and mercy, not because of our works. Once we have that understanding, once we have this humility and sincerity, the Lord will take all of us and to put us on the top of the mountain where we can receive more. Before we talk about, we study about, we praise and worship Him and we honor Him about His name, let's all pray to the Lord. Lord, You are my everything. You are the head of this church, and You are the great apostle. You are the high priest, and You are the intercessor, and You are the morning star, and You are everything. So Lord, I am truly humble because You humiliated me with Your love. You truly humiliated me with Your love. So Lord, here I am standing. Help me, guide me, and guide all of us as one body of Christ, that we may understand why the name of Jesus is above all names. Amen. If we understand that, amen, the way we think about His name, the way we pronounce His name, the way we utter His name, the way you read His name, you will have fear and trembling in your heart. You will be scared in a good way. Although I use the word scared, but fear of the Lord is not something fear of punishment. It's not something bound to law. Fear of the Lord will come when you realize how great He is. When you realize how much He loves me. When you appreciate, He says, I'm a precious jewel. He will give me a crown. Why? Then you will have the fear. Why? Trembling is also not something negative. When the Lord says in Psalms, the Lord says, you can't even go near to the ark. You can't even touch the anointed ones. The Lord says, have the fear, and that fear will put you in a place that you will remain humble. Because what was the first abomination that introduced the fall of Lucifer? Pride. He was walking with God, and he allowed pride to enter in his heart because he was keep on meditating on the thought that he could be something he is not. If the first sin that was committed is pride, how much more it is important for us to understand these three words: humbleness, humility, sincerity, obedience, and honor and reverence. If we surround ourselves with this wall of fire, the attributes of God, then no one can touch us. Not because we have this spiritual understanding, just because you are inside the ring of fire. If you are outside the ring of fire, we are done. So, with this understanding, we are going to study and ask the Lord to learn that we may know Jesus. We are not here to learn something about Bible, how many pages, how many chapters. Oh, the biggest chapter is 119 and no, it has so many verses.
Those are all knowledge.
Knowing Jesus is not equal to knowledge. Knowing Jesus is about our salvation, is our walk with the Lord. It is our journey with the Lord, and it is the growth of us in Him. Amen. So now, last Sunday, we were discussing about put on Christ, and the Bible, by God's grace, we studied put on the merciness, how kind we should be, bowels of mercies and all. But there is one verse that was very strong. It says, above all, like forget about everything, above all, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Bond of perfectness. Bond of perfection. We are moving from being imperfect to perfect. Amen?
Yes.
So, which means the point A, if it is imperfect, and the destination is to be perfect in Him, to be like Him. And the bond of perfectness is charity. He cannot love, cannot say, I know God. Amen? Because God is love. So the bond of perfection, the bond of perfectness, and the name that is above all name, there is something between these two. So today, by the grace of God, we will pray and read the verses sincerely on the name above all names and the bond of perfectness. Amen. As we move from nakedness to blessedness to perfectness, that is our end goal, that is our purpose of living this little life, so that we will find and enter into the life. Amen. We will enter into His rest. He is the Sabbath we are all walking to. Amen. First, we will understand why charity has been like rewarded as the bond of perfection, the bond of perfectness. This verse everybody knows by our heart. John chapter 3 verse 16. Let's start from there. John chapter 3 verse 16. We read from, let's read from verse 12. If I have told you the earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. This verse 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This verse, all the Christians, even normal people, even non-Christians, they know John 3:16. It also became a trend. 3:16. Everybody knows this verse. I heard from different people who are not even, you know, Christians. Because it's like a trendsetter, 3:16. It's a very nice name to it. But if the verse 16 is not digested spiritually in our spirit man, that verse is nothing. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. We start everything from here. It starts because He loved us first. Amen?
Amen.
We are trying to understand, by the grace of God, why charity is called as the bond of perfectness, and why the name of Jesus is labeled as something above all names. God loved the world. Because of His love, He gave His only begotten Son.
Amen.
Everything is because of God's love. Because He is love.
Amen.
Now from here, let's read 1 John chapter 4, verse 6 to 21. 1 John chapter 4. Let's keep our mind and our heart and our soul etched in the bond of perfectness, so that as we seek, the Lord will reveal to us more. Amen. Verse 6 says, we are of God. We are of God. That's why we belong to Him. Amen. He hath knoweth God, heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And what love it is? It's not the worldly love. Every time when we read Bible, charity, love, our mind should always look up to things of heavenly, agape love. Always. Always. Amen. Agape love is our. You know, this is where we are all going to live with Him, in Him. Amen. Here, verse 9 says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Which means we cannot live without Him. As simple as that. The small life is all what we had originally. It was given to us. It is like a token which you received when you were born to find the true life before you die. Amen? And who is the life? Our life is hid in Christ, which means it is hidden so that the Lord, the way He opened the eyes of Saul to become Paul, when He opened the veil, we will see, oh, my life is here. It's hidden in Christ. If I need to find it, if I need to go and take it, I have to go inside of Him. And we can't go inside of Him if we don't go inside His Word. Amen? Because He is the Word of God. Amen? So with this, John 3:16 says, God loved first, so He gave His only begotten Son. 1 John chapter 4 verse 9 says, in this was manifested. It's a manifestation of God's love. He gave His only begotten Son for our salvation, that we might live through Him. Which means we were dead. We are walking in the world, but we are dead without Him. We were dead without Him. 10. Here is love, not that we love God. This is very important. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. This is where we are bridging the imperfection to the perfection, and the bond of perfectness is charity, and this bond of perfectness is impossible without the Lord Savior Jesus Christ in the middle, who is the intercessor for us. Amen. He will take us from death, being dead, and put us back into eternity, being alive in Him. Now He is in the middle. He is the bond of perfectness. For God is love, the fullness of God manifested in Jesus. He is the bond of perfectness for us. Without Him, we can't be perfected. He is the mark of Jesus, right? He set the standard. Live like Me, to become like Me, so that you may arise from death and enter into My rest, where you will live forever. Because the true life had no end, had no beginning. It was us who asked the Lord to put an expiry date by our sin and iniquities. So, from John 3:16 to 1 John, we see another insight has been added, which is, God loved the world and gave His only Son, yes. But it's a manifestation of God's love that His only Son was given to us. And the Bible says, for the propitiation for our sins, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Because, not that we loved God, He loved us first. There was no reason why He loved you, not because of what you did, just because we belong to Him. It's a ownership, it's the accountability, it's the feeling that when the Lord said, right, let us create a man, He didn't say, let Me create a man. He is the God of fellowship. He loves His creation and He lives in all of us. He is all. He is in all of us. He just takes, let us create, you know, with all His creation. So when the Lord says, I am here to live inside you all, that is how we all become one body of Christ in Him. Amen. No man hath seen God at any time. if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. So now the perfection comes there. From being imperfect to perfect, no one can say, I am perfect. At this point of time, we are being perfected. We will continue to chase. We will continue to finish our race. Until our race is over, the Lord says, my servant, enough, come home. Then we can say, my race is over. But until then, we are keep on going through this process of being perfected, to conform to His image. Because the Bible says, He is the image of God. We will go there. Amen. Now, His love is perfected in us, and that is why being naked, being blessed, and to reach the state of being perfect, the perfectness, the charity that we must put on is the bond of perfectness. Amen. Let's read this before we start honoring the Lord, appreciating the Lord about His name. There is one verse that we all should read before we go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This chapter, most of the time, we all take this chapter to comfort ourselves if we hurt someone, to comfort ourselves if we made a mistake out of anger or agony or wrath. We go and read the chapter, Lord, help me to be more kind, to show love to one another. Lord, I want to learn Your love. This chapter is a place like a shelter. Everybody goes to this chapter. It's like Psalms 51. And also this one is like people who talk about love, their mind will stay go to chapter 13. But there is one verse that always I read this with fear and trembling. This chapter we should read with fear and trembling. Or else we will read this very simply. Love is everything. Let's be kind. Love is not just kind. Love is above everything. Love can punish very badly. Because we should have the sincerity to tell the Lord, Lord, punish me. Lord, chasten me that I may not be lost back to the world. That is love. That you are telling the Lord, I belong to You. I am willing to be, you know, suffering. I am willing to receive everything from You. But please don't forsake me. That is love. And now in chapter 13, let's read verse 2. And the way the verse 2 ends, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand not any mysteries, all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Every time, whenever we feel offended, whenever we hurt even by our own failures, whenever we are thinking of some battle, you know, inside us, outside, whatever it is, ask the Lord and His Holy Spirit guidance to remind this verse whenever you are in this trouble, and He will remind you. You are nothing if we have no charity. Without love, we are nothing. Not like we are short of grace. Nothing. Nothing means absolutely nothing, zero. There is no value to it. It's not like, you know, Lord, my faith is weak. It's not even that. It says nothing. You have all faith, all knowledge. You know all mystery. You know all the doctrines. Have not charity, nothing. In mathematics, you say that everything multiplied by zero is zero. We gain everything over life. Then in the end, we realize the love that I have been holding on to all these years is to love myself. Is to love my righteousness, is to love the way people treat me, is to love the way the society looks at me as a good Christian. It is not the love of God. True people of God are persecuted, despised. They are beheaded, they are tortured. No. If they are all thinking about, oh, the love is perfect goodness, the true divine understanding of love, it surpasses everything that we can possess in this little world. It is very important for us to have this scar in our heart. Have not charity, I am nothing. The word nothing is a very, very strong warning
told in love.
Lord says, I am love. If you don't have it, then you don't have me. That is it. As simple as that. Because God is righteous. He is the same forever. The Bible says God is love. If you don't have love, you don't have God in you and God cannot dwell in you. It's not that He wants to forsake you. It is who He is. He is the Almighty who lives in an unapproachable light. He cannot change it. Amen? He is who He is. We have to prepare ourselves to be in a place where we say, Lord, I am everything because You are my everything and You live in me. You made me whole. Amen. Have not charity, I am nothing. Born of perfectness. Have not charity, I am nothing. The name above all names. Amen. If there is no Jesus living in us, then we are nothing. Amen. This is where we are going towards to. Without Jesus, we are nothing. Amen. Let's do not compare ourselves with those who are yet to receive the revelation. We are not on the higher ground. Let's don't make a mistake. We are not on the higher ground. We are standing in blessedness. Humbly, quietly, sincerely, with obedience. How come the wise cannot see it, but I could see it? That is where the Lord reminds us, it is because it is not you, I am who I am, and I reveal myself to you because of my grace, because I am rich in mercy. Let's remind us. So every day when we get up, Lord, thank you for thy grace and mercy. Thank you that you gave your name. Thank you that you are perfecting me to the glory. Thank you that you are guiding me to be like you, so that I may beat all the odds against me, and I'll walk with you to the rest. Amen. So, charity never fails. Let's do not look at this chapter ever in the love of this world, but rather in agape love. The love, the fountain of life where we will go and completely get lost, disappear into God's glory. Amen. So now, we started from, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess the name above all names. God gave that power and authority. And then we moved from imperfection, perfection. There is a bond that bridges the gap, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, because He is a propitiation, sin is a propitiation of our sins. So now, Jesus also told us, there is no greater love other than giving your own life for your friend. Not for your father, mother or wife, for your friend. And that friend can be your family relatives, but they are the friends in Christ. So you can establish a relationship because you are a colleague or you are a family member. But establishing a relationship as a friend in Christ, something you can't do it without God's agape love. Not the brotherly love. Amen. The agape love. Once we have this understanding by God's grace, now I believe in Jesus' name, the Lord will reveal to us more about how powerful His name is. Amen. Let's read Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. We will read from verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. Let's look at the last verse. Prayerfully we read this. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You call upon His name, and you shall be saved. Not the way calling his name without life, without honor, without reverence, without appreciation of how powerful his name is. You call the name that is life with life. I'm sure you all have experienced the power of his name in your prayers, in your life. You don't even have to say things. Just speak his name and you will be at peace. Just speak his name, you will be delivered. Because this name, the power can be received if you can pronounce it, utter it correctly, the way the Lord wants you to call upon him. So there is a way, there is a method, there is an approach that we can call upon his name. The Bible says you shall be saved. You call upon his name, you shall be saved. Amen? Which means, if you call him without faith, he can't hear you because he's righteousness. Without faith, you can't please God. Amen? Now, the name of Jesus is, we start getting to know for the first time when we are like a small plant in the garden. In Acts chapter, Romans 10, the baptism, when they baptize new believers, the soul, the old man, they baptize him in the name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, die in sin and come back alive in Christ. Amen. The name. That is the basic understanding that I had when I was baptized, that I will believe in the name of Jesus. I confess that he is my Savior. I surrender myself. He is the complete manifestation of God's word. Then I, you know, was willingly baptized. But I must admit, I did not know the power, how marvelous, how excellent, how great the name of Jesus is when I was baptized. Because it is a process, you will keep on growing. Because it is a name above all names. It is also part of our perfection process. The name is not just the name that we all have. So I call Sister Lucy. Sister Lucy turns back because she knows that I will identify her in your name. It's a name that we used to call each other. But the name, when you call upon him, you shall be saved, then there is something behind this name. Something more excellently the Lord can show it to us. Let's read this. Luke chapter 10, verse 16 to 23. Luke chapter 10, verse 16 to 23. Chapter 10, verse 16. I read. Chapter 10, verse 16 to verse 23. I read. He that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that he sent me. And read this. When the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Let's learn prayerfully from how the Lord responded to them. Jesus said, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as a lightning fall from heaven. I beheld Satan as a lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. Amen. This nothing is the same nothing. Have not charity, you are nothing. Likewise, when the Lord says all or nothing, it's everything. Nothing, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Absolutely anything cannot hurt you because the Lord said it. When the word is spoken, it already fulfilled. It comes to pass. Amen. Then we read, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. This is the most important lesson we have to take it from here. It is true. The name of Jesus is powerful.
We have power and authority over everything. And the enemy will flee. You can do great things. But the Lord says, wait, calm down. Wait. He did not say, we beheld Satan as a lightning fall from heaven. He said, I beheld Satan as a lightning fall from heaven. I am who I am. He says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. That the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every time we say blessed be the name of the Lord, we need to know why we are saying that. You really have to understand why we are saying that. If you simply say because his name is beautiful, his name is wonderful, he is the counselor, so I tell the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's not just that. The more you ask the Lord, the more you will honor his name. That is why we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the name of the Lord which we call upon, by which we are saved. Because we are saved, we are going to walk into eternity. And because of that, the Bible says, your names are written in heaven. The name allowed all of our names to be written in heaven. Rejoice about that. Do not rejoice about the power that comes with the name, because the power does not belong to you, does not belong to me. It is the power of the name itself. When people call upon, the Lord will hear. Let's say I come and say, may the Lord Jesus heal you. If a person receiveth healing, it's not because I said, it's because the person who believes that the name of Jesus will heal. The person who said that may be at fault, maybe have nakedness. But the person who received it, because of his or her faith, the Lord breathed life when the name was uttered. Even the one who uttered the name was unworthy, but the name is worthy. Amen? We have to understand that the name above all names, and when we believe, the Lord says, your names are written in heaven. Rejoice about that. Do not rejoice about the simple healing or merely things that will perish. But rejoice, your names are already written in heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Now we read, continue to read. Jesus said, hey, wait. Don't rejoice that all spirits are subject to you. Don't rejoice the enemies, you're scared and running away from you. But rejoice your names are written in heaven. But let's read the next verse. See how the Lord reacts. In that hour, that is very important. In that hour, the very moment, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. He rejoiced in spirit because of what he saw, what he spoke, how the 70 reported to him. He said, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid all these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Who are you and me? Babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. For so it seemed good in thy sight, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal to him. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, my brethren, don't rejoice about the power of name. Rejoice, your names are written. Then he says, he rejoiced in his spirit, oh, my children have come to know that my name is above all name, and now they will find life. He's rejoicing in his spirit that, the purpose of his life is being fulfilled, being manifested in our lives. So he rejoiced. And he says, it is hidden from the wise and prudent, but the Lord reveals to babes, children, child, nothing, like people us. He revealed to us, but it is still hidden from the wise and prudent. There are thousands and millions of people debating over Godhead. There are the most knowledgeable scientists have been studying for years, not just few weeks or few months, for 60 years, 70 years, and they are exploring the whole galaxy with their knowledge and wisdom. But the Bible says it is hid from the wise and prudent, but revealed to the babes, because babes means what? It's innocent, right? It cannot speak, cannot think, It cannot do anything. It just comes and tells the Father, take care of me. That obedience, that willingness make us holy, acceptable in front of Him. Then He revealed to us, okay, this is the life and take it. Let's continue to read this. And He turned him unto His disciples. Because the first two verses that we read, the Bible says, Jesus rejoiced in His spirit and He said. After that, He turned him unto His disciples and said privately. Now He is speaking to His disciples. Blessed are the eyes which see things that ye see. Blessed are the eyes which see things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Hear, see, believe. Three things are mainly focused here. Jesus tells them, reminds them, do you know how blessed are you? Do you know what happened in all these thousands of years? Kings and prophets were searching, could not find. But what you have found was not able to be found by many who failed in their entire lifetime. Amen. And the Lord said, rejoice about that. Amen. Everything else is secondary. It's an outcome which the Lord is doing according to His work and pleasure to benefit His children. Let's not be blindfolded by the power and authority, but rather the more and more the Lord reveals, the more and more we become humble and humble and humble. That's why the Bible says, for we must decrease, He must increase. We keep on decrease to a point whereby it is only Christ who lives in me. I cannot find myself. Did you see myself? We just completely forget who we were. Christ in us is the only thing that will be left when we are perfected. The bond of perfectness. This discussion between Jesus and the 70, it tells us how Lord rejoices when you rejoice in His name. How you can please Him when you truly understand what is the purpose of calling upon His name. When you pray for a brother or a sister or someone whom you know who are not in faith, who are still outside, you know, in the world, we can use the power of His name. Call upon His name for someone whom you love and who do not understand the truth. The Lord will be happy. Most of the times, I was also like that. I always call upon God's name when I am cornered, like being chastened, tortured, suffering, health issue, family issue. I said, Lord, the Redeemer, the name above all names, release me from this valley. Take me out from this darkness. The way we use the name above all names, most of the times it is for our own self or our own family whom we love so much. We may think, oh, I'm sharing my love with someone, but it's not true. You got mixed up with your brotherly love, with agape love. The thin line between agape love and the love for our loved ones got mixed up. And we say, I'm showing God's love. But actually, it's not true. Love thy enemies is a sign, an indicator, where our love, you know, is converging to. Amen? So this the Lord reminds us. Blessed are the eyes which see things that ye see. Amen? Amen. Can we say, I am standing on the blessedness of my Lord if we cannot see? We cannot say. We also studied, we walk by faith, not by sight. It is the Lord who opens our eyes to see everything. Amen? So, let's read with honor the names of the Lord before we go to the Bible. Amen. So, can you please load the file and I will request you when we can share. The file name is the names. The PDF file. Yeah. Just keep it, but do not display it. I will request when we finish it. So now, I want to start from the last, because the time that we are in, after we come to know Christ, we look back and learn about Him, His greatness. So we look back. So we are actually learning from the end about the beginning. Amen. So now, let's all keep your Bibles in the chapter of Revelation and see how the Lord Savior Jesus Christ is addressed in the chapter of Revelation. What are the names are used, or how, you know, the Bible represent our Savior in different names. Amen. Let's all go to the chapter of Revelation. Yeah, of course, I will request the name. We start from chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Verse 5. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Who is what? The faithful witness. And the first begotten of the dead. Amen. As we learn about His name, why the name above all names, we will read this and also understand every single word we read in His word. Amen. The first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, Amen. The last verse, 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Now, let's go to verse 17. We will read this quickly so that we will study the importance of the names of God. Verse 17, same chapter, chapter 1. And when I saw Him, I fell at His feet as dead. And He laid His right hand upon me and saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Amen. I am the first and the last. Let's go to chapter 3, verse 14. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. We are going in a sequence to find out the names of the Lord before we go to the Gospels. Chapter 3, verse 14, we read, and unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen. The name is also Amen. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. The Lord Jesus is also mentioned as the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. Chapter 5, verse 5. Chapter 5, verse 5. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So there are two names given here. The Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Root of David. He is also called as the Son of David from his genealogy. It is amazing to see the family tree of God all the way from Adam unto Jesus when He was born as a body prepared for everything in the lineage of David. So now, chapter 13, verse 8, let's read this. The Lion of Judah and the Root of David. Chapter 3, verse 18, we call Him as, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Jesus said to his disciples and those who 70 returned to him, he said, rejoice, your names are written in heaven. Here we read, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He called that the Lamb. The Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world for you and him. Sent as propitiation for our sins. Amen. The Lamb. The Lion of Judah and the Lamb, the root of David. And now we continue. Chapter 15 verse 3. Because the chapter of Revelation is nothing but the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. He revealed himself. And from here, we will travel back towards Genesis and see how important the name above all name is. Chapter 15 verse 3 says, and they sing the song of Moses and the servant of God and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy words, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. We know the King of Jews, the King of kings, the King of saints. And we say here, Lord God Almighty. I can't describe it in word, but every time I see the word of Moses in the Bible, all the way from Genesis, Exodus, to the chapter of Revelation, the way the Lord honors the name of Moses, his servant of servant of God, a humble and faithful servant of God, I feel the humility, how the Lord honors the name of his servant from Genesis all the way to the chapter of Revelation to say that all your tears, all your sufferings, whatever you do for the Lord, whatever you did for the Lord, God never forgets. He always keep it. He always honors. But we are not doing it to be honored. We are doing it because we belong to him. It's so beautiful to see that the Lord always honors his servants. Amen. When Jesus said about the talents that was given to the servant from the master, when the master returned, he said, well done, my servant. You pleased me. He did not say to encourage him, but he tells from his heart, well done, my servant. He rewards people. Amen. The name, here we talk about the Lord God Almighty, and he is the King of kings, the King of Jews, and King of saints. The last one is chapter 22, verse 16. Chapter 22, verse 16. Chapter 22, verse 16. Yes. We read, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Amen. 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 Have you seen people who despise David when he committed sin with Bathsheba? Oh, the king who just fell in the sin of lust, who killed Uriah, took Bathsheba, married her, and the first child died. He fasted and prayed, the first child died. He stood up, he move forward, and he is a faithful servant of God, and the Lord gave him Solomon. And the genealogy of Jesus, it is from the root of David. The name of David is remembered in the very last chapter of Revelation, which is the last paragraph of the love letters written to the saints of God. David's name is written here. Amen. David, the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. But who is Jesus? Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Who is the same yesterday, today and forever, but still he identifies himself, I am the root and offspring of David. Amen. And Moses' name also remembered in the chapter of Revelation. Moses, David, Abraham, Isaac, Job, Job was also prophesying when he was struggling. It's so marvelous that everything was created for him, in him, by him, so that we all go back to him. Amen. We were in his mind. Amen. Amen. So the chapter of Revelation gave us a different attributes or different aspects of the name above all names, Bright and Morning Star, and the root and offspring of David. There are different names. This is in the chapter of Revelation. But in the book of Gospels, from Matthew, John, Luke, the disciples who were with Jesus, as things were being revealed to them, when they were with Jesus, he was called by names which are justified, manifested at that point of time. Amen. This is the chapter of Revelation which was revealed to John. So we are going backwards. Now, let's read John chapter 1 verse 1. Then from there, we will go to the PDF file. I hope it is ready. John chapter 1 verse 1. John chapter 1 verse 1. I read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. Amen. Five verses that set things straight for all of us. But it's not just going to end here. Let's think before we all read the names of our Lord, I believe we should all warn ourselves spiritually before we start reading the names. Let's read Malachi chapter 1 verse 6 before we read this, so that we have the fear and trembling, the reverence and honor in our heart even before we read and utter the name of our Lord. Amen. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. We read. Can you read this for me? I will drink water. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6.
Malachi 1 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor?
Amen.
And if I be a master, where is my fear?
Amen.
Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest that despise me. And he said, wherein have we despised thy name?
So we honor our father, and we show our respect and reverence to our master. Now, let's read the names of God that were used in the Old Testament by different prophets, kings, servants of God. When they praised God and worshipped Him to appreciate what He did at some point of time. For example, when the Lord provided something, then they praised the Lord's name and said, He is the provider. He is the great physician. He is the Lord who sees. So let's look at the names of God that we learn from the Old Testament before we move on to the name above all names, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and what are the attributes that we are learning from in God's Word. Let's go to the page and Amen. Yahweh, self-sufficient, the eternal, within Himself existing one, and Elohim, the eternal Spirit, God our Creator, and Adonai, the Lord our Sovereign, our Ruler, El Elyon, the Lord our God Most High, El Olam, the Everlasting One, God of Eternity, and El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient, God Almighty. The name Yahweh I hope you know that the translation moved to Jehovah, and we just read how the servant of God praised him at different times in the Bible. Second one, the Lord our provider, the Lord our banner, the Lord our healer, the physician, let's go down, Shalom, the Lord our peace, and the Lord our righteousness, the Lord of hosts, the Lord our sanctifier, the Lord is present, the Lord our shepherd, and the Lord our maker, and last, the Lord our God. So, in the Old Testament, we have witnessed the way the names of the Lord honors his blessedness for those people. Now, let's move on how the New Testament, after Jesus was born, he died for us, he resurrected. But remember, let's do not forget, when Jesus was baptized by the John the Baptist and the Holy Spirit descended unto him, only then the Lord said, my fullness dwells in him. The word expressed. Amen? Let's always remember that. That is very important. Now, let's go on. Yes. Let's read this. Yeshua, and in English, Jesus. We also call him Emmanuel, Messiah, the Alpha and Omega, the Savior, the Lamb of God, the Bread of Life, the Redeemer, the Living Stone, the Chief Cornerstone, the Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor. He is the great apostle, and he is also a prophet. The Bible says Jesus was also a prophet, a great apostle, because he was professing the truth, revealing to us what's about to come. He is the resurrection and he is the life. He didn't just resurrect from the dead. He is the resurrection. The Bible says he is the resurrection, he is the life. Amen. Rock, the solid rock upon which our spiritual house has been built. The good shepherd. And in Revelation we just read, the morning star, the holy one and the mighty one of Israel. He is also, the name of the Lord is also Amen. And we have, he is also called as the horn of salvation by whom we are all saved. He is the first and he is the last, the only begotten Son, King of kings, King of Jews and King of saints. He is the image of God, the Prince of Peace, the head of the church. He is always the head of the church. Amen. And he is the great high priest. Like how Aaron was a high priest to the people of Israel in the wilderness, Jesus is a great high priest and he is still intercessor for all of us. He is the last Adam. His name is also Adam. He is also called as Adam. He is the first and last, because the first man was Adam and the last man was also Adam, but he is the quickening spirit. Amen. The life itself. And most importantly, the revelation says he is the Word of God. Now, please close this. Let's understand, when you say blessed be the name of the Lord, may the Lord give us the understanding, the meaning of the mighty name behind, you know, the word Yeshua, the word Jesus. Amen. Amen. So now, the name above all names. Let's bring everything together. So, I was blessed when I was studying this verses on pillar of cloud, pillar of fire, comparing to Zechariah chapter, where there is a wall of fire surrounding, you know, the one who is inside, where the glory of the Lord is in the midst of the people. And it is also called the city without walls. Amen. City without walls. Who is the builder and the maker is God. And what is the foundation of the city? It is all completely spiritual. Do you see it? Although Jesus is called as the lively stone, it figuratively, the Lord tells us everything is being built upon him, for him, in him. We must be inside the wall of fire, not outside. Knowing Jesus is to stay within, not to see from far, not to see what's going on, not to learn. Those are knowledge. Knowing Jesus is to stay within the wall of fire. He is the only one who can protect us from what is about to come. Amen. Last 2 weeks, we studied on nakedness, blessedness. Today, by grace of God, we studied on the bond of perfectness, which is put on charity. And let's ask the Lord to etch all this in our heart, and as we see how everything comes together. Amen. The first man is what? Adam, the living soul. Amen. And when Lord created Adam, He created Eve for him. Of him. Amen. Eve was made of Adam, created for Adam. The first Adam is called as the living soul, as we know, and from there the journey of humankind, humanity started, and it's just about 6,000 years, correct? About close to 4,000 years of Old Testament and more than 2,000 years of New Testament, you know, after we received the salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. The last Adam is quickening spirit, and Adam, he had his wife Eve. His responsibility for is to protect her, to keep her, and to love her because she belongs to him. Amen. In Genesis 2 and 3, we studied when their eyes were opened, they knew that they were naked, so they sewed the fig leaves and, you know, they covered themselves. When the Lord came and asked them, "Who told you you are naked?" And, you know, they said they were scared of him, so they went and did something to hide themselves. Because the Bible says they were hiding themselves. Then God made coats of skin and clothed them. This is what happened in Genesis chapter 2 and 3. Over time, as we move from Old Testament, birth of Jesus, the salvation, seven church ages, the human mind, because of lack of understanding, we all create our own foundations in carnality. Due to lack of understanding, no charity, we are nothing, not the agape love, with some other love. These foundations made the corruption to go on throughout the church ages. Isn't it? So now, whoever stands on such lack of understanding, foundation, denominational darkness, or whatever the other heathen god that they are following up to, they are not on a sure foundation, but rather they are on something shaky. Something will collapse, will be destroyed, you know, in its own time. So we were dead in trespasses, and we were dead in sins. We were wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. The Bible says we were poor, not physically, not in the worldly riches, in the understanding. You were poor, you were blind spiritually, you were naked spiritually. And because of that, we bridge the gap between the physical carnality of old with the new spirituality. The nakedness still remains because of the original sin. Amen. So this nakedness is what we discussed 2 Sundays ago. Now, from this nakedness, the Lord is calling all of us upon His name to walk into His grace, the foundation. Without His grace and mercy, we cannot walk into His path. Amen. So now, when the Lord says, "You are all saved because of My grace and mercy," the Lord says, also reminds us, "You are in My mind." Whoever belongs to God, they will be entering into His rest with Him. So this barrier, there is a big veil that sits between the nakedness, the abomination of the world, and the foundation where we can walk in blessedness. So we studied, by grace of God, the foundation of God standeth for sure. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, it says, "Having the seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His." The Lord knoweth them that are His. Whoever belongs to Him, the Lord knows. Having this seal, the foundation of the Lord standeth for sure. And because of His grace, people who were lost in carnality, stood on nakedness, the foundations of men, lack of understanding, the Lord says, for by grace ye all are saved, through faith. That's very, very important. We cannot tell the Lord, just save me because you are gracious, you are mercy, but I can't have faith. It doesn't work like that. For by His grace and mercy we are all saved through faith. And it says, and that's not of yourself, it is the gift of God. What happens? The last Adam is who? A quickening spirit. Something happened to all of us. The Lord quickened our soul and He imputed His righteousness and He showed us that He is the life. Then our journey starts from there. It doesn't end when you receive grace. It doesn't end when you receive His mercy. It's just a beginning. We have to walk. And the walk, what He says, for we are His workmanship. Please read this very carefully. Those who cannot see, I'm sorry, I will send the video later. I know it's a bit small. My apologies. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Created in Christ Jesus. Not just for Christ Jesus. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them, ye lively stones. A spiritual house, holy priesthood. Not some big denominational thousands of church, but a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, because He is our great priest. He is our high priest. Amen. Now, can we walk in this narrow path without the lamp of God? No. The Bible says, He will give us everything that you need to complete this journey. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 21 says, people of Israel lack nothing. Their dress didn't worn out. The sandals didn't worn out. They lack nothing. And why? Because thy word is the lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. It shows the way and it is the way. Amen. We walk. We don't stand. We are not here to remain as a plant, but we are here to grow in length and width, because the new holy city Jerusalem is spiritual and we are the word body, the bride that we are preparing for ourselves to Him. Amen. Now, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, the same love, the bond of perfectness, He loved us, hath quickened us together with Christ Jesus, because we just studied He is the last Adam and He is the quickening spirit. Without Him, we cannot be quickened into life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the elect of God, are you and me elect of God? Amen?
Yes.
Yes, amen. The elect of God, holy and beloved, abide in His word, put on charity, the bond of perfectness, and be prepared for the marriage of the Lamb, arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, the righteousness of saints.
Amen.
Righteousness belongs to Him, Him alone. Amen?
Amen.
So now we are here to be clothed in His word. That is why we are called the word bride.
Amen.
We would not reach the state if we do not walk by faith, not by sight. We have to walk. We have to keep moving. We have to press on. Because this narrow path, when the Lord opened the Red Sea, He didn't just show off. He told everybody to walk and go to the other side. Amen. Now Jesus and bride are the Adam and Eve of the Genesis that we read. And Lord is quickening us to go back to Him, and this is the blessedness that we all should remind ourselves in humility and sincerity, because the Bible says we were dead, we were naked, we were poor, we were blind, we were miserable, we were wretched. But the Lord said, it's fine, my grace and my mercy, I will give you the life, because the last Adam is the quickening spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The original sin, the only person who can take it away from us is Jesus Christ Himself.
Amen.
Let's read this. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth and the life. Amen?
Amen.
Without the revelation of truth, without us being clothed by Holy Spirit, without us being put on Christ, we cannot be preserving ourselves blameless in our spirit, soul and body. If we confess and if we believe in Jesus' name, we shall be clothed in Holy Spirit for His coming anytime. Amen. So in the name of Jesus we believe. I have also added the Bible verse on top. The printout will be given to you all later. I pray and earnestly request you all to meditate on the Bible verses. Do not believe what I said. All the words of life are written on the top. That's why I put it on the top. Let's seek the Lord and He will reveal to us in more excellent way. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read the last verse as I close. We read two verses. John chapter 14 verse 20 we read, At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me and I in you. Amen. John chapter 17 verse 15 and 24. Chapter 17 verse 15 to 24. Let's read this prayerfully. Let's pray. Let's all read together. Amen. John chapter 17, start from verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Thou art not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that thee also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Let's read this. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world, O righteous Father. The world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Everything we studied all these 3 weeks, it's all converging everything here beautifully, because God's word is absolute. Amen. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the Word of God. He is everything and everything. Let's also go home and meditate on this to understand the power of His name, the bond of perfectness, why the name is above all names. We can write Jesus 1,000 times, but still the God cannot read what we write. Unless you write it with honor, authority, power, reverence, faith in agape love, the name will come to life, because He is life. Amen. So we thank the Lord for the name that we received. We thank the Lord that we are all being perfected. And we thank the Lord for the grace and mercy, because we are all standing on blessedness. Amen. And we are the bride. We are the word bride who is willing to be obedient, to be clothed in the word, because no one knows when God will come. Those who are watching for the signs, when you keep on looking about elementary doctrines, you will forget your work. You will forget following the ark. That's why the Lord says, I will come like a thief. When you are sleeping, I will come. When you just turn back, I will come. When you take a holiday, I will come. When you just try to be so smart about, you know, than me, trying to be very intelligent, I will come. It is a warning to all of us, because God knows our weakness. God knows our strength. God knows when to hit us, to push us into valley. We submit. The Lord, He is the God on the mountain and He is the God on the valley. Amen. We thank the Lord. Let's have a short word of prayer and close it. And I will request Brother Paul to come and close with a song. I mean, let's all pray. Our great God of heaven, the Lord who loved us, who loves us, and who is loving us, who has quickened all our lives to find the life, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you, Lord. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the bright and morning star, the root and the offspring of David. Lord, you are the Messiah, the Redeemer, the High Priest, our Apostle and Prophet, our everything, our Head of the Church, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the King of Saints, and the King of Jews. Lord, we bless Thy Holy Name, the name above all name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, that You are the way and You are the truth and You are the life. Everything that was created, it was created in You for You, O Lord. Thank You, Lord, for the living Word that is working in us effectively. Thank You, Lord, for helping us to understand Your hand upon all our lives, that we moved from nakedness to blessedness, that You opened our spiritual lives, that You torn the veils, that, O Lord, that we can see the true revelation of our Savior Jesus Christ, that, Lord, You are surrounding us as a fire that the enemy cannot come nearby. O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, help us to stand firm on the foundation, the chief cornerstone, the lively stone, that we may be built upon You, O Father, as a lively stone, the spiritual house, the holy priesthood, O Lord. Guide us and teach us that we may continue to follow Thee, O Lord, the Ark of God, in fear and trembling, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the knowledge and wisdom, and that knowledge and wisdom is to know Jesus Christ in spirit, in His Word, O Lord. Thank You, Lord, for all the spiritual blessings. Thank You, Lord, for the revelation. Thank You, Lord, for the grace and mercy where we are standing today. We thank You for everything. We bless Thy holy name. In the mighty name, the name above all names, the Holy One of Israel, the Mighty One of Israel, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.